Broadcasting from the InsureMyTrip.com mobile studios.
This is
Cruise Radio.
Hey, what's up? My name is Doug Parker. We are broadcasting live from the Hudson Theater in Midtown Manhattan. Like, I think we're Midtown, like Times Square, 42nd, something like that. Yeah, why not? The reason we're here, though, very cool partnership Princess Cruises did today, teaming up with the one and only, the talented Stephen Schwartz. This dude has, like, everything under his belt. Grammys, Oscars, Tony Award nominations. He has scored for Pocahontas, The Prince of Egypt. We can go on and on what this guy's done.
Oh, yeah. I got to say, as someone who's never been to a Broadway show before, after tonight, I'm definitely going to a Broadway show.
That was Mike Foster with CruiseCurrents.com. Also joining me is Ben Souza with CruiseFever.net. He has an easy last name, Mike, so I can actually say his last name. Ben, what did you think about this partnership?
I love it. I really love what he's going to bring as far as entertainment, bringing in just Broadway and all of his experience, all the things, his lifetime achievements. It's going to be really great.
You know, I'm not a big Broadway fan. Like, I've seen maybe two shows on Broadway, and one was off-Broadway. But after seeing this tonight, I think I may be spending a little more time in New York here.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, if you're going to come see a Broadway show, this is the place to go.
So the first show that's going to be rolling out is called Magic to Do, and then Stephen Schwartz is also creating three more shows which have not been named yet, and we'll talk to Stephen here in just a couple of minutes here on the show. But the shows will debut on Crown Princess, Emerald Princess, and Ruby Princess all within the next few months, so that's really exciting. I want to ask you, Mike, because you're of the younger generation, what are your thoughts of a partnership like Stephen Schwartz, who's like an icon on Broadway, with a cruise line? Because it can be said that that could be a step down.
I don't agree. Honestly, you know, I am younger, obviously, but I do have more, I'd say, a refined taste compared to most younger people. I think it's really cool to be seeing a cruise line bring on such like a talented man such as Stephen Schwartz here. I mean, it's so unique. I mean, a lot of cruise lines already have like Broadway productions on board, but they don't really have a tie with a Broadway like him. Like, there's nothing really out there yet like that. So I think it's unique. It's going to bring an awesome, unique spin to like your onboard production experience.
And he was like the composer of Wicked. I know when Wicked comes to Jacksonville, people are waiting for 3 days. Is it the same way in Cincinnati?
Oh, definitely. It came to Cincinnati last summer and it was sold out. I mean, months in advance. I know a lot of my friends went and saw it. You know, they were thrilled and they absolutely loved it.
The man of the hour is here. Not you, Mike, but Stephen Schwartz. Stephen, my friend, welcome to Cruise Radio.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here on Cruise Radio. This is a first for me, Doug.
Wow, very cool. I got to say, you totally rocked it here, and you have a ton of fans. Like, I didn't realize you had so much fans. It's got to be humbling.
It is, you know, and it always surprises me, and obviously it feels great to know that there are people who have responded to some work I've done, or it's had some meaning for them or impact. I mean, you know, that's what you want as a writer.
The big question of the night is, how did this partnership with Princess Cruises come about?
Well, it began when they approached me about doing a show, a review of my work with the addition of Magic Illusions by this great magic designer with whom I've worked, Jim Steinmeier. And then as we were talking about it, they came to me and said, you know, this show is going to be of a sort of level more than what one thinks of as cruise ship entertainment. And this is what we at Princess would like to try to achieve over the next few years. Would you be interested in partnering with us and helping us find talent and shows and people to do this? And the more I thought about it, and particularly the more I saw the resources that were available, they've got on every cruise ship, they've got literally a Broadway-sized theater with state-of-the-art technology, with great sound, with flies, with traps. They've got access to really good talent. And I thought, I know a lot of people in the Broadway world who would really jump at the chance to create something for this. So it seems like a cool opportunity that's just been waiting around, and I sort of got lucky and stumbled into it.
Nice. A natural fit, I guess you could say. How often do you cruise?
I've only gone 3 times in my life.
Okay.
And I've loved it all 3 times. They were pretty widely separated, but because I enjoyed it so much, it was obviously one of the attractions about doing this.
In your opinion, what is the key to a successful production?
I think the key is to do something original and something that speaks to the audience in some way, either something that's funny, something that's exciting, something that is moving, tells a story that they're interested in. Basically, what you would do for any form of entertainment, be it a show or a movie or a television show, it's the same requirement. It's just a different venue.
The first show is called Magic to Do with three more to follow. Have those other three, have they even hit the drawing board yet?
There are people I'm talking to. I mean, they are not shows necessarily written by me, but they are shows created by people I know in the business. We have some pretty good ideas, and we'll have to actually narrow down from the people who are enthusiastic about doing it.
For 40 plus years, you've been doing all land-based productions. Facing any challenges doing it at sea?
Not really. I mean, I guess you do things where people won't fall down.
Yes.
But no, I don't think so. I mean, you're talking about, as I said, essentially a Broadway venue. And then there on the ships, as I've seen them, they have some smaller areas, too, that might be appropriate for smaller, you know, so-called like off-Broadway shows or cabaret, but not just, you know, I'm going to get up and sing a bunch of songs, but more creatively thought out full cabaret events. So all three of those ideas.
Absolutely. Stephen Schwartz, my friend, good seeing you. Great job tonight. Looking forward to the next few years with Princess Cruises.
I think it can be really cool. I'm excited about the opportunity.
Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you. Thanks, Jeff.
I'm in awe watching him up there play the piano and scoring all those songs and knowing what he has written, as we mentioned earlier, with Disney, Wicked, so many other just awesome. He's got a lot of fans here.
He does, and he's just an incredible talent. I mean, the guy, he's legendary here. Let's be honest. And the talent he's going to bring, it's unique, and it's something that no one else really can.
So we're hanging out with Jill Whelan, otherwise known as Vicky Steubing from The Love Boat. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Doug?
Good. This announcement today, how awesome is this?
Okay, like I'm seriously trying to contain myself. I'm trying to act very cool. I am so not cool at this morning. From this morning, I woke up and it was like, oh my God, today's the day. I'm so excited. I'm going to meet Stephen Schwartz. I can't stand it. And then I met him and I was a complete and utter geek. Which I guess is fine. It's a form of flattery.
Yeah,
right?
Sure. I was going to say, because The Love Boat paved the way for cruise ship entertainment, so this is a big step.
Well, here's the thing that I love about Princess in particular is that they really have been trailblazers in setting standards for cruising and the industry as a rule. And this is perfect. I mean, this is totally in line with the way that they have always been. Stephen is now the trailblazer, and God knows what other composers are going to be on other cruise lines doing stuff, but Princess started it, and it's amazing. Who better?
I was getting goosebumps when Stephen was playing the piano up there because I'm such a huge fan, probably sharing the same enthusiasm as you. Have you been a big fan for a while?
For years, yeah. I've been a huge fan. Well, because first of all, I know Ben Vereen for about 30 years. So when I was much younger, I fell in love with Pippin and Ben and his performance in that. So from that time, I was very aware of Stephen Schwartz. And then, of course, with Wicked, that's the anthem, that song from Wicked that everybody sings to someone that they love. I mean, for God's sakes, Katie Couric, she had that song on her last day. And which is huge. So for me to, I'm just thrilled. I couldn't be more thrilled. They couldn't have picked a better person to partner with.
You being a very talented actress and singer yourself, what kind of opportunities do you see with partnerships like this for up-and-comers?
It's an entree for so many. First of all, to perform on a cruise ship anyway, it's kind of like summer stock in that it takes a lot of discipline. And it takes a person who's really dedicated to their craft. Because it's not just going to a theater every day. It's being in residence, living on a cruise ship, having to rehearse in many different circumstances. It's an incredible opportunity. And I think it really builds up your theatrical chops. So what a wonderful opportunity for a young performer.
Jill, God bless you. It was great seeing you again.
So nice to see you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jill. And as we mentioned earlier, yeah, this program will be rolled out on three ships, Crown Princess, Emerald Princess, and Ruby Princess, all coming in the next few months. If you want to find out more about this program and other articles that my colleagues have written here, just head to cruiseradio.net/, what did I say?
Broadway.
Yes, cruiseradio.net/Broadway. Mike, Ben, good seeing you.
Thanks a lot, Doug.
Great to be back. Thanks so much.
Cruise Radio is produced weekly at the InsureMyTrip.com studios. Hear Cruise Radio on iHeartRadio, the Stitcher Radio Network, Overseas Radio Network, iTunes, or at cruiseradio.net. For sales and marketing opportunities, email sales@cruiseradio.net. I'm your announcer.